This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Venezuela's socialist government says an attempted coup is underway in Caracas. Meanwhile, opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim president Juan Guaido says there was no turning back in his efforts to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of the capital Tuesday. Guaido was out early in the day. He spoke to supporters in downtown Caracas and said it was Maduro who was staging the coup. Guaido urging all soldiers to join his cause, saying, "We need the rest to join us. Today we are staying here and we're calling everyone to come here to Altamira at this moment. Operation Freedom has begun." Maduro responded from his Twitter account, maintaining he had nerves of steel and that the military was still loyal to him. Despite widespread food and medical shortages and a failing economy in Venezuela, the Maduro regime has clung to power with the support of most of the country's military. Japan's now former emperor, Akihito, has abdicated his throne in favor of his eldest son. In his final address from the Imperial Palace in Tokyo Tuesday, Akihito expressed his thanks to the Japanese people for their support during his 30-year reign as emperor. VOA's Ira Melman spoke with Associate Professor of East Asian History at Florida State University, Annika Culver.
What has led to this abdication?
I think it's a really smart move on behalf of Emperor Akihito that he steps down at a time when he's aging, he's in his early 80s. For him to pass down power to his son, who kind of gives this image of a youthful Japan.
This is VOA News. Opposition Democrat leaders in Congress and the administration of President Donald Trump pledging to work together Tuesday. Creating a huge infrastructure package has led to this rare instance of agreement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke with reporters standing alongside Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer outside the White House after talks with President Trump. She said they and the president agreed on a number, $2 trillion in funding for infrastructure projects that will include fixing roads, bridges, and waterways, as well as improving the power grid and broadband access.
Now we have an opportunity to work together in a bipartisan way. Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue, and we hope to go forward in a very nonpartisan way.
The White House called it an excellent and productive meeting on rebuilding our nation's crumbling infrastructure. The Democratic leaders say they will meet again with the president in about 3 weeks. The special U.S. representative for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, has ended 2 days of official discussions in Pakistan on how to advance the Afghan peace process. No immediate word on what, if anything, was accomplished. North Korea is criticizing U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the now stalled nuclear talks between Pyongyang and Washington. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Pompeo said the U.S. will have to change paths if nuclear negotiations break down. North Korea's first foreign minister is quoted as saying Pompeo's comments were foolish and dangerous, and the U.S. may face an outcome it truly did not want if it fails to offer mutually acceptable terms for an agreement by the end of the year. North Korea is demanding Pompeo be taken out of the negotiations, saying he is downplaying the significance of what Kim Jong-un has been saying. Pompeo said the talks would be bumpy and challenging, but was confident of ultimately brokering a path to full denuclearization. I'm Ed Donahue.
High-level U.S.-China trade talks have resumed in Beijing. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is voicing cautious optimism.
We have a meeting here, and then the Vice Premier team will be coming back to Washington, D.C., and we hope to make substantial progress in these 2 meetings.
India has detained an alleged follower of the Sri Lanka Easter bombing's prime suspect. We're told that Indian officials suspect the man may have been plotting an attack in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Former President Barack and Michelle Obama on Tuesday unveiled a slate of projects they are preparing for Netflix. This comes a year after the former president and first lady signed a deal with the streaming platform. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.